Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Well, good morning, Steve. I should say good early morning to you.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, well, okay. We are all gathered here for season two of 10-year-old Tom, which is right now starting today on Max, 10 episodes. Wall Street Journal has already loved and sanctioned season two. So what can we expect with season two?
You know, it's just watching this kid year get worse and worse. You know, the worse things go for him, the more the grown-ups try to help. So with good intentions, they see him down some really, really wrong path. So his uncle ends up taking him to the racetrack, and neighbor ends up taking him out on his boat. He ends up in Mexico one way or another. So it's a lot of bad stuff, unfortunately.
Do the school administrators still want to sleep with his mom this season or what?
There's no more dating. That didn't go well. But the school is doing bad stuff in different ways. They sell the naming rights to the school right out of the gate, just like they're doing with most stadiums these days.
Yes.
So that's where we join the season is. The school has been sold, and the business doesn't like the looks of Tom because he doesn't represent the corporation's core values.
Well, Steve, as many know, you are the creator, writer, and lead voice of all of this fun and mayhem here. So where did this whole idea with these wild storylines for this show come from? I mean, were you in Mexico having fun or what, one day, or what happened here?
No, it's really the opposite. Even though they seem wild, most of them can be traced to real-world stories. It's just watching the news, and the news is not much crazier than this show. If you turn on CNN, there's some version of a lot of these episodes in there. We might push it a little further, explore it a little deeper, but there's stuff happening with drugs. There's stuff happening with the kids are exposed to. There's weird stuff going on in churches, unfortunately. There's weird stuff going on in business. So it's funny, no matter how wild you think the stories are, they're unfortunately really grounded in reality.
That's very true. You are exactly right. And don't dare turn on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. You will really see what's going on then. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, for season two, tell us about some of the celebrity voices that we're going to hear.
Oh, we've been so lucky in who we get. You know, in our main cast, we've got Jennifer Coolidge and John Malkovich, Edie Patterson. We've got some great guests. Jason Schwartzman plays the businessman who buys the school. Dave Duchovny came back to play the ice cream man. Tim Robinson, Thomas Lennon. We've been really, really fortunate in who we get, and a lot of them keep coming back. That's nice. That's the nice thing. When it's not just a one-off funny pop-in, but the people like doing it, the character starts to feel real, and we just kind of run with it. So hopefully we'll keep making the show, and these people will keep popping up.
Well, I don't blame them. I would come back, too. This show is just so much fun. Do you guys, when you're putting the show together with all these top talents here, do you guys have as much fun putting it together as we do watching it?
It depends on what part of the process. The sessions are a lot of fun because just getting a bunch of actors and comedians together all day long, just making each other laugh. So that's naturally fun. You know, making the show is no small amount of work, so I don't think anyone would describe it as just nonstop fun. It's a lot goes into this. Even though it's a deceptively simple-looking show, it takes us like 17 months to put the season together. So, but there are pockets of fun that I think make it all worthwhile. And yeah, the sessions, especially when we did it in person. After the pandemic, we were going to, like anyone, starve for human contact. So to get to meet some of these actors for the first time and do it in person, there was really one of the highlights of the season for me.
Before I sign off here, I've got about 4 minutes. I really want people to know this about you. In addition to being a very talented creator and writer and such, you are also an artist. I didn't know that you put the former Budweiser Lizards campaign together. But tell everybody about your oil paintings and how you donate a portion of the proceeds. And tell us all of that real fast.
Yeah, that's a big part of my life. Even though I don't make my money doing it, you know, I've been painting for years, and at some point, people really reacted to the animals that I painted. So I do that with every spare minute I've got when I'm not making the show. And, donating half of the, you know, roughly half, depends on the painting, but I donated a big chunk to an animal charity. And the whole thing is just very rewarding, as opposed to writing, where I'm censoring myself and wondering what people will think. Painting is just a very liberating thing. I couldn't care less what anyone thinks. I'm just having fun, looking at the colors, turning on the music, and kind of letting my mind wander. When you're making a show, it can't wander. You got to focus. The painting for me is kind of like using a different corner of my brain in a really nice way.
Well, I've seen some pictures, just beautiful work, just fantastic. Well, okay, right now we're going to focus on 10-year-old Tom, season 2, 10 episodes starting today. And I don't know, is Tom going to make it to age 11 and 12? With, oh, my goodness, it's scary but funny. So, anyway.
I don't know. That's a big question. They have to let us keep making the show long enough, but with any luck, yeah, I'll actually make it to 11.
Well, we're going to tune in to find out starting today. So thank you so much, as always, for the wonderful work that you do. And hopefully we will see you next season if he gets to be 11. We'll see.
Yes, be nice. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.